great palette of colour.
Life is full of these grey areas, it's not just black and white.
An identity-forming experience.
You are listening to Eastside Radio Podcast with discussions and insights on art, politics, music and more here on eastsidefm.org.
If you are still seated, I'd be very surprised.
Something else with Rob G.
Responsible for his fate. Christ can only be chosen. Water's no special gate. I see the River Jordan. I hear the mystic voice. The youth is wild and ready. Task he's made his very life. What further need have we for historical sin?
Father Pat Berkeley there with a baptism. That was interesting, wasn't it? Gary Strivant with something. wonderful. And then the break in Chicago. You know, that's right. You're listening to Something Else, and I'm your host, Rob G. Yeah, that's right. What do we got coming on? Hang on. What's that noise? What's that bloody noise? What? Sounds like someone's doing something. What's that noise? Anyone? Let me have a look over here. Hang on. Oh, bloody hell, it's Elton John weeing in a bottle. What are you doing, mate? You couldn't find the toilet? It's bloody in front of you. What are you doing, Elton? What are you doing, mate? You know what I mean? You thought it was a pantry or something. Do you have a toilet in your pantry? You probably do. Jeez. Hey, mate, don't spill it. Get your aim right. What are you doing there, mate? I'm bloody taking a long time. You might need to see a doctor there. It's not a bloody shoe shop in France. You know what I mean? Reginald Dwight. Come on, mate, come on. Aim correctly. What's going on? Bloody Elton John or Reginald Dwight or whatever your bloody name is. Oh, bloody hell. This is like an act of war. Good segue. Yeah, here we go. Yeah. Good time.
certainly is an act of war on my ears.
Bloody hell.
Well, Elton John with a little bit of help of, from Millie Jackson on the track, you know what I mean? But yeah, we're still bloody cleaning up the wee from the carpet, Sir John Elton. Sir Elton John, sorry, John Elton, sorry, that was a faux pas there, that's a Rowan Atkinson joke, yeah, jeez, you know, I'm flustered here, you know what I mean, flustered, all right, you're listening to something else, with your host Rob G on Eastside Radio 89.7, all right, yeah, well, yeah, I mentioned this at the start of the show, that's right, that, where I got a segment called Recreating the Crouton Skit from last week, and I was supposed to do a bit of a theme for it, and I didn't prepare myself, so I'm just going to do it live. Here we go. It's a ad lib, you know what I mean? Let's get a song on. Oh, this will be good. All right, here we go. You know, let's pretend that we've finished the Elton John skit, you know what I mean? And done all that, you know, played the song, you know, and then it's kind of like, now I. Oh, sorry about that. I broke something. And then I would the CDs. You can't break it down. Oh, we can. You can delete it anyway. Concentrate. Oh, yeah, all right. So, yeah, let's rewind a little bit. Yeah, that was Elton John. Yeah, act the war on my ears. Yeah, Elton John. John Elton. Rowan Atkinson. Writing there. Jeez, yeah. That's all that. And now we're going to do this. Yeah. Recreating the crouton skit from last week. 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 Finished Oh, hi, yes, hey, well, that's right. Now it's time for recreating the crouton skit from last week. Oh, very good. What do you think, everybody? Yeah, that's good. Yeah, okay. I don't know about this. Yeah, no, why not? Yeah. People are very, very excited. That's right. All right. Well, yeah, something happened last week. You know, a bit of a technical glitch. Yeah, that's right. You know, recording and then, you know, streaming back on the website and stuff like that. And I only did half the bloody skit. So, you know, people listened to it live last week. Of course, you know, millions and millions and millions of people, you know, heard it. And then they wanted to hear it again. And they went online. And they've rung in and typed letters and, you know, carrier pigeons, faxes and everything. And they're going, hey, there's only half the skit, you know, who wanted to record it, put it on our tape recorder, you know what I mean? So I have to recreate it, that's right. So I've got half the skit ready to go and it'll be kind of seamless, probably, you know what I mean? So, yeah, I went out of a song. We'll just pretend that we're going out of a song, you know what I mean? Hang on, I'll just get a song on there. All right, we'll just pretend that I played this song, and then we'll go right into it. What about that? Yeah? Okay, ready? One, two, three, live radio.
I'll never ever see you.
a bit peckish, you know what I mean? Oh, what do we got here? Maybe a bit of a cup of soup or something like that. Yeah, maybe that'll be lovely, lovely. What do we got here? What have we got here? A packet of soup. That's right. Yeah, all right, better open up the packet. Yeah, let's open up the packet. Oh, bloody hell, that's really loud, isn't it? Yeah, oh, bloody hell. It's a big packet. Yeah, that's right. I've opened it up, that's right. Oh, that's right. Oh, what do you do? What's the instructions say? In my cup, that's right. But I put the satchel there, put the contents in there. I'm going to put some boiling water in there. Oh, well, there's boiling water, that's right. I better pour some water in there, that's right. Yeah, that's lovely, that's right. Yeah, that's right. All right, let me stir it. And now we're going to link up the skip from last week. I think it continues about here. That's right. Your little vegetables, not synthetic at all. What's in the satchel? Oh, God. All right. I'll have a bit of a drink poo. Stir it up. Oh, lovely. Great radio, isn't it? All right, those croutons are good. We're getting a spoon there. All right, let me get in a bit of the croutons there. Oh, Christ. Bloody hell, I'm on my teeth falling out of the big these croutons. What are the satchels made out of concrete? What do you put this in? Pranko, what are you doing? The bloody croutons are a bit hard. Well, there you go. That's great, isn't it? That's, Recreating the crouton skip from last week. I think that's where it came in. Now. Recreating the crouton skit from last week. Recreating the crouton skit from last week. Recreating the crouton skit from last week. Well worth it, wasn't it? Yeah, okay, yeah, all right.
Here today for a very special announcement. We will be announcing an announcement like no other announcement you'll ever get to hear. It's a unique announcement, a one-of-a-kind announcement. Some might say an announcement that would win a gold medal at the Olympics for announcements, maybe. So are you ready for the announcement? Yes, well, here it is, the announcement that you've been waiting for. Yep, it could be the most important announcement you'll ever get to hear in your life. It's a dramatic announcement. It's a firm announcement. Some might say a fluffy announcement.
Oh, get on with it. Come on.
All right, here it is. Well, I've got to get the drum roll first. That's right. Put it on. Yep, for the announcement. Yep, come on. Oh, good, you got it, yeah. Well, here it is, drum roll. Yeah.
long drum roll. Can't shorten it.
All right.
We're going.
All right. Here it is. Here it is. Here it is. Here is the announcement. Yep, I'm going to do it now. All right, I'm going to announce it right now. That's right. All right, here it is. All right, yep, that's right. I am announcing that... Well, sorry, I can't repeat it. Nope, I can't repeat it at all. Nope, not my time. I've been paid to read out that announcement. Yep, that's right. I'm off. Sorry. I can't help you. No, I don't care. I don't, well, I've read it. I can't. I'm sworn to secrecy. I can't say it anymore. It's the announcement.
It's
and
a ridiculous announcement.
Yep,
what is that? The
NDA
announcement
about it? Well, I know that it's public knowledge. The announcement.
That's
now, but
the
I'm
announcement.
Not say it.
Is it?
No, sorry.
What?
Sorry. Yep.
What?
Yep.
Will, come on.
You know what?
Yeah. What?
Actually, that was the announcement.
This is the announcement.
I'll say it again. Yeah, the announcement noise. Is.
Yeah, the noise is the announcement.
Yeah, well, that's the announcement. Yep, so that's it. Well, I don't know. Someone just
yeah,
said,
it's a bit silly.
Can you read out the announcement?
Ridiculous
I'm
announcement.
Just reading out the announcement. Okay, then.
Yeah, the
you
noise.
Got any trouble, you know,
that noise
to,
is the announcement.
You know, to the board of people with announcements, you know, the tribune or something. Oh, I don't know. Go to the court, go to the high court about announcements. You know, sorry, I can't help you. Well, that's the announcement. Yep. It's not actually, it was just a weird sound. That was the announcement. So there you go. You take it as you want. You know, I think it's the most important thing. It's going to win the gold medal in the Olympics of announcement. That's right. All right, I'm off. That's right. Nah, yep, bye.
He built himself a compound by the sea, and he sneaks around half naked and gets dressed up like a tree. He's got friends that hang on cliffs all day, and some that hide in bales of hay, and they all think they're Rambo too. He's hooked on his military craze, hooked starlight double drive, and made the man you see today. He'd give everything he owns for a body like Stallone. Hey, I'm not crazy. I know who I am. I'm Bruce Springsteen. And listen, what are you doing? Quit hiding in that river. What's that mud doing all over your face? No, I don't want to go to no discount sale for no semi-automatic weapons and landmines and grenades. Why don't you get yourself a hobby? Like ping pong or volleyball or tie-dying. Yeah, you could do that. You're just driving me crazy. You come over to my house late last night and camouflage my car. I can't stand it.
Ken Burrows there with a pretty awful song called My Friend Thinks He's Rambo. Time to get new friends, Kenny. Something else is the show. I'm Rob G. And, yeah. You know? Yeah. Okay. In the studio, we have a very, very, very special guest. And they are called the violinist. Yep, that's what they're called. That's what they... I've seen their passport. It says the violinist. It's called... So that's what we're calling them, yeah. The violinist. The violinist is in the studio. And I guess they're going to play a bit of violin. World-renowned, the violinist, is out here for Vivid, playing the Sydney Opera forecourt. Done 15 of them. Could have done more, but Vivid ends, you know. So, anyway, he's going to be touring around the country and If you wanna, if you get, you're lucky enough to see the violinist. You're one lucky person, let me tell you that. All right. Thank you very much for coming in, the violinist, and here they go. Studio B, let's patch them in. Let's hear what they're all about, and then we might have a little bit of an interview. All right, here we go, the violinist. All right, I'm going to do this. Yeah, okay. Okay, let's have a little bit of an interview with the violinist. Thanks for coming in. I know you're very busy. How are you?
Oh, yeah, I'm the violinist. Yes. Yeah, thanks
how you doing?
For having me on the show.
Yeah, okay.
Did you like my piece? Yeah, you like it? Yeah.
Well, it didn't sound like a violin at all.
I wrote it myself on how to read music.
Okay.
Yeah, that's right.
It sounded like...
Well, what?
It sounded like you're blowing into a toy
what?
Trumpet.
Pardon?
It's not a violin. I don't think you know anything about music.
You're saying...
Yeah, what?
That it's a guitar. Nah,
no.
Nah,
I'm not saying that.
Well,
I said it's a toy trumpet.
You need new glasses, mate. Even if you're not wearing any glasses, you get the new ones.
I
you
do
know what I mean? What are you talking about?
You're not playing guitar. You're not playing
a violin.
No,
yeah,
you're playing a toy trumpet.
Look at it.
You're fooling everyone.
In the music shop, they wouldn't.
What?
You know, mess me around.
Yeah, I think they
I'm
have.
The violinist, you know.
Well, you're calling yourself the violinist,
like
but
violin,
you're playing a toy trumpet.
The violinist, you
and
know?
Not a guitar.
And I picked one up and just played it, and I'm a natural. That's
yeah,
right.
Like,
no,
yeah,
no
all right.
Lesson
no one told
here.
You
right.
that
I'm
you're not playing a violin.
Yeah, this is
no
a
one.
Violin.
When you were learning it
no,
early on.
No, it's not a guitar.
I didn't mention a guitar. I said it's a toy trumpet.
You're putting some practical jokes onto
There's
me.
No practical jokes.
At all.
I'm very confused.
At all.
I don't appreciate you
no,
coming
no,
on the show.
No, I've never been insulted
pretending.
In my life. I played Royal Albert Hall.
Have you?
You know what I mean? Yeah, they
How?
Said he's a violinist, and I came out, and no one went, hey. What?
They
no
must have been all very polite
went,
or a little bit deaf
guitar,
or something. No,
you know,
I'm not mentioning a guitar. It sounded
it
like a toy
it's
trumpet.
A
it's
Everyone
not a violin or a guitar. It's a toy trumpet.
It's a bloody,
well, maybe
bloody
I am.
Guitar.
I didn't say
crazy.
It was a guitar.
No, it's a violin.
You're very confused,
Come on,
the violinist.
Look at it.
What?
The shape of
I'm looking at it. It's a toy trumpet.
Listen to the sound of
it's
it.
It's a toy trumpet.
Also,
I can see it.
And the sound of it also.
It's not a violin.
I'm the violin.
Here
that's
it is. Look, here's a picture.
Here's
a picture of it. Look, here's a picture of it. I'm showing you.
On Classic FM. No,
you wouldn't get it on
Classic FM,
would you?
Classic FM.
You wouldn't get treated. They'll kick you out also. Why are you sacking your publicist? What?
I'm the violinist. That's
I know
right.
You're calling yourself a violinist.
I don't know. That's my name.
Yeah, I know.
I've
saw the passport.
The violinist.
I know.
Because I'm the violinist.
I know.
Yeah.
You call yourself
Come
a violinist,
on,
but you don't play the violin at all. It's one of those nights, huh? Anyway, that was unexpected. I mean, if you're checking him out at the Sydney Opera Forecourt for Vivid, you're going to get a bit of a surprise there. Maybe he's playing a joke on me. I don't know. Let me know later on, next week after he's finished some shows, and tell us if he was actually playing the violin. Something else, Rob G, that's right, now we're doing this, playing a song, why not, you know, that's what we do, you know, radio stations do that, they're known for it, here we go, we're going to do it, we're going to continue the trend.
Said Uncle Dave, I saw my soul, must be saved. Gonna take a walk down Union Square, you never know who you're gonna find there. You gotta run, 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 take the dragon too. Run, 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 James the Avenue. Hey, what to do?
Come on down this Sunday and enjoy Divorce Day at Hecko's Lounge. Bring your divorce papers and we have our lawyers stroke DJs and I'll have a look at it and see if it's all legit. Bring your ex along also. And for one final time, really see what a douchebag they really are. You could be in the draw for a holiday for one to Fraser Island, where we pick the best reason why you are divorcing. Come on down to Hecko's Lounge for Divorce Day. You might find a new partner to divorce in the future.
On the field. Could be a big melee, Gib. But what's happening now? The players are taking off the helmets. They're letting their arms dangle loose at their side. They're taking a deep breath. They're smiling. Let's see if we can hear what they're saying.
Up your nose.
You ain't so mean, Joe Green. Go sit on a goalpost, Otis.
Bust and bar.
Offside and your mama's offside.
Chop and bar.
You know what you can do with your front four.
In your ear.
Hey, Bradshaw, sing me a song.
Beer.
Let's get Cosell down
for the booth. And if it's so nice,
well, in your eye with a pizza
pop. Baseball bat.
Now, all you folks here tonight look like decent people. People interested in self-improvement. So the next time some clown, for no good reason, climbs all over your case, I want you to let your arms hang loose at your side. That's it. Now take a deep breath. Good. Smile.
your nose. Gabriel Kaplan. Something else is the show. Yes, yes, on Eastside Radio, Eastside FM, 89.7. It's Rob G. Yeah, that's right. Come on, 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 come on. Oh, hang on, hang on, hang on. You hear that? What's that noise? What's that noise? You hear that? What's going on? What? Ladies and gentlemen, I think it's conga time. Are you ready? Come on. Oh, hang on. There's people coming in the studio. I'm doing a conga. What's going on? They came out from it. They come out from the rain. Yeah, that's great. It's very waterlogged. Oh, okay, I'll go and do the conga. See you later, everyone. Conga time. Conga time. I might be coming to your place if you hear a knock on the door. Yeah, we're gonna let us in. It's conga time. Conga time. Conga time, bye!
something else with Rob G. Full stop.
You have been listening to Eastside Radio Podcast. For selections of more enjoyable content like this, visit our website, eastsidefm.org, and click on Podcast.